Appears for a Vishnu such a glorious sight to see. In his hand he held his club, his guns, his disc, his loads of flour. His parents offered prayers in that most auspicious hour. Now, although he's Bhagavan and the source of all that be, his mother didn't want her brother comfort to see. She said, become a little baby boy, he'll kill you if he can. So Krishna had his father take him off to Vrindavan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
A demon and his friends are demons too. This Krishna's going to kill us, so whatever shall we do? They put their heads together and they made a wicked plan. We'll take all the little children and we'll kill them if we can. Ah, but Krishna, he was safe, for he was out of Kamsa's way. With Nanda and his shoulder as the baby he did play. And the gopis and the cows and Balaram and everyone were most entranced and for this to see his childish son.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Don't go too far. Utana was the witch and she could fly through the air. And all the simple ways of killing children she would dare. She put poison on her breast and made up her mind at once. She'd murder little Krishna if at all she got the chance. Ah, but yes, now yet showed it, even though she was a witch in disguise. She was beautifully dressed with lovely face and lovely eyes. When Krishna sucked her breast, he sucked out her life as well. He kindly sent her home instead of sending her to hell.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Stones, where Krishna cried his shoulder and fell down with piteous groans. The demon carried baby Krishna high into the sky, but Krishna forced him down the way he'd break his bones and die. Then Yashoda picked him up and she pacified her mind. She thanked the Lord above for being so merciful and kind. She chanted names of God to protect the child from harm. She didn't know that very Lord was smiling in her arms.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपाशं धत्ते पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरवे. Last night, in night program, I told so many things, because they're so important. Perhaps English knowing devotees could not follow. Only Hindi knowing could have been followed. You can, know this Prabhu can. The big part I spoke there, and they should know the glorification of Harinam. So, now I am coming. What we began to tell yesterday in morning class. I was telling something about Uddhava and Gopi. So, let me take it something. when Gopisan, Uddhav met in Nandagaon, Uddhav carried Gopis told to Uddhav first, "Oh, you are very dear to Krishna, we know. You are a messenger of Krishna, you know. So, you should know all the moods of Krishna. We want to question you. That can you tell that our affection to Krishna, our love to Krishna, was so pure, without any causeless, anna bilashita sunyam. We were not wanting any gain from Krishna, and Krishna affection to us was also so pure, causeless. But if that was so pure, our loving it to each other, then why it break down? Understand? Why it was broken? If pure affection, love is there, having no mood to gain anything, and swarthless,
not self-interest,
not self-interest, then how is it? It is absurd. But why? Can you tell? Uddha was looking
down.
He could not answer. Krishna cannot answer Gopi's questions. How this Mathura fellow will answer? He was in a proud that I am so
learned
and so high class of learning. I know so many philosophies. But here he thought that I am not able to be or qualified to be a student in Gopi's classes. Here he realized. So he, Gopi still, "Oh, you cannot tell? Then here, Shanti." There are two kinds of love, affections. One pure and other impure. Which is not true. The prem, the love, which wants any gain, worldly or anything, it is not pure. Like Kumbhi, Sri Sukrita, like the persons which are so selfish, and coming,
lusty.
They only want to love any beautiful lady, and they will enjoy and give up. They will never go to again to come to go there, not to love them. This is not true. Like that person of Mathura. Bees in morning they fly to one flower. Oh, you should say so patiently. You should say in your mother's lap. So calmly. Then what is told to Uddhav, this black like that black. They did not want, they were not wanting to take the name of that flag. So they are selling flag. They cannot take Krishna. So they are telling like this. They become mad taking madhu, sweets from each flower. And again they fly to other, to other. They never return to in the same way that black come thinking we are flowers. And he tested and went to Mathura. And now he is testing, he has become so mad that he cannot now judge that this flower is sweet or this flower is bitter, this flower is twisted or this is very good, so beautiful. No. So he went to the flower in Mathura, who was so twisted or
crooked.
Krishna cannot have judged that she is whether actually loving or not. She wants something gain or not. We were not in the mood that we should gain something. But she wanted. And even she flew and said to that. So, this is not your thing. You know, the Ganika?
Prostitute.
The prostitutes used to take all the money, everything from Kami Purush.
Lusty man.
And then the lusty man becomes a street beggar. And then these men, women,
prostitutes
would reject. And they can never come. This affection or love of this prostitute is not pure, not bona fide. When a king becomes kingless, kingdomless, and he has not power anything, not in power, then all the praja,
citizens,
give up them. Then they don't go like this. There is that. And if again he comes in power, again saluting and doing so much. Welcome. The students go to their guru home. No? And they have learned everything from their acharya to their teacher, from their guru. They return to their home and never take care and never remind that guru again in their life. No connection. Understand? Because the gain has received nothing. When a fire sacrifice is going on, those who are doing swaha, they are called the rich speaker. They will do everything for you. But one eye is there and other eye is on money. Right? They will pay money, they will at once return. Oh, my boys are so hungry, they want me, I have no time. And if you will not give dakshina, then they will wait.
devil made so many hours and hours. But as soon as they have received their dasina, Lakshmi, they are gone. You know, the beggars in India, I don't know where, but now so many beggars in Western countries also. But they will not be pleased by $1, $2. They will be millions of dollars. So be. You know? When that big arms are given, here once be in his car and fly back and fly away. Understand? If there is a tree, it is so green, and there are so many fruits on that tree, so many birds will come and take shelter. But anyhow, the tree is dried, there are no leaves, no fruits there, no shade. Then all birds will go away to another tree. The love for, affection for tree was not pure. That is why they. There is a very dense forest, and in that forest there are so many deers. When they will see that there is fire in that forest, all will go another, anywhere else, not anywhere. Jaram bhuktva. Jar means a lusty person. Lusty person. Devil affection, devil still, I am my life and soul, you are my life and soul. I will never give up you. But when devil have their lust
satisfied.
Satisfied. Not satisfied, they can be less and less. But for a moment. Moment. They will never see towards that. She dies or now he is living. Let's see. Buddha, can you tell? Your friend is in what class? Whether he has pure affection for us or he was like among all this. Buddha is thinking. But he's not getting anything here that can be replied. He was like those, you know?
Nothing he said.
Buddha, you cannot reply. You should go to your master. He knows many, so many tricks, and he can cheat anyone. So you can go to him and ask the answer. Buddha is also thinking that if I will go to Krishna, what he will tell? I think that he cannot reply, because if he be in a position to reply, then he would have told me anything, but he has not told anything. Buddha, you know that you have given up all wealth, reputation, Vedic dharma. We have left our husbands, also our shame. Shame is most important than all ladies. Then they can give up their heads, life, but they cannot give up shame. They are telling of that time, not of that time. I have heard anywhere that in London there are so many women become naked, and their slogan had some slogans. going on. Not like this.
Demonstration.
Demonstration. Yes. They can't do anything. But in Indian culture, Vedic culture, they can give up their heads, life and everything, to save their shame. Like Draupadi, you know of so many ladies, lakhs and lakhs ladies, when Allah of the Khilji, Mohammedan king, came to have all these Rajkumaris, princess, they made very big fire, but बहुत बड़ा भारी चीता बनाया फायर एंड दे जंप अप एंड दे ऑल बट दिस इज वैदिक कल्चर बट वी हैव गिवन दैट सेम ऑल्सो वी हैव गिवन ऑफ चेस्टनेस एवरीथिंग फॉर कृष्णा कृष्ण यूज टू टेल दैट आई एम लाइक Same as you are. But Krishna went to Mathura, leaving all us here. Why it become Buddha? Can you reply? You can go and ask. That he was not seeing Buddha. He was seeing only
black
bee. And he is telling as the dhoot of Krishna. She told that Uddhav not, O black bee, O messenger, at once return. Don't delay. If Krishna leaves us, he can leave, forget. Why can we not forget? Also can do this, but they cannot do. But tell him that if Krishna may forget, he also may forget. We are not very far Krishna, that black fellow. Sakit adhar sudhang swang mohini pai sumanasi vasabda tatta jesma nabhavati paricharit katam tatpadam padmam upatnam उत्तम श्लोक जलपाई वी नो दैट ब्लैक लाइक यू सेंस लाइक यू टेस्ट वन फ्लावर एंड देन फ्लाई टू अदर टू अदर टू अदर कृष्ण लाइक सो ही ओनली वन टाइम्स टू कवर अदर रश Once, and we became mad. So, go back here. Now, we have known everything. He tells so many sweet words, never follows. So, now we have become so intelligent. Now, we are not going to Sandhi.
Compromise.
Not meeting. We are not going to compromise him. Then we was humming. Srimati Radhika told, oh yes, I knew what you were going to tell. You cannot tell like this. Oh, you are telling this, that Krishna is Uttam Shlok. He is so marvelous. He is so pure as anything. So that Brahma Shankar all praying and Lakshmi Devi wants to serve Krishna and always serving. Why he is telling abhijan Krishna? He said that. Krishna is so pure. You should not abuse him. Then Srimati Radhika at once told that you don't know, we know. You know, from beginning, when we are child, when he was also child, to know we, everything, don't flatter and don't make Krishna so glorified. We know heart and soul of Krishna, that flesh person. If you are telling that Lakshmi, being the wife of Narayan, and he is so pure, bona fide, and chaste lady, if he loves Krishna and serves Krishna, then why you are rejecting? It is not true. Oh, you are telling this? Then hear my answer, reply. Lakshmi is so innocent. And she has no intelligence. Without intelligence. She does not, she never know who is Krishna, how he is. He has heard from munis and rishis. But she has not lived to us. We want to tell that we know that black person. We have no faith on him. He only tells very sweet, sweet words. Not more than that. Lakshmi can be involved in Krishna these sweet words. Sweet,
she can be deceived.
She can be deceived. And he can trust Krishna. That Vrindavan is here. Because Harikatha is being known. The Harikatha of Vrindavan now the. You should think that I am in Vrindavan. So where there is Sadhu Sang? There is Vrindavan. But yet, we have to give some sacrifice. Of a stop, a stop. I understood what you want to tell. If your Prabhuji, your master is so pure, bona fide, and only we are abusing, you are understanding. You are understanding. But the fact is clear. You don't know, but we know from Yogamaya, Kaptyayan, and Purnamasi, and Gargacharya we have heard that the same person, a black person, was in Treta Yuga. A black person, same like me. He is taking clothes and by clothes he hatya karta hai.
Kills
by his clothes. And that black was hunting by arrow and so bow and bow. One is different. He was also black, he was also black. So, Meguru Kapendram Tepyade Lukta Dharma. He went to forest to follow his father world with his dearest wife and dearest brother, Lakshman. Also he took his bow and arrows here, and the hairs not curved like Krishna, but they were
matted locks.
And get some flowers here. And his wife was also Sita Devi. All went to forest. If he was actually sadhu, bona fide, then why? To carry bows and orders. He should have left in his Ajodhya, but he did not. In a shape of sadhu, he was not actually sadhu. If he was sadhu, then why he killed Bali? You know Bali? Bali was a monkey, Sugriv and Bali. They are fighting with for any lady. Bali was elder and Sugriv was younger. Bali took his wife, and his younger brother's wife, and made his wife. Sugriv told that, you should return my wife. He told that, you can take by your force. Then they began to quarrel. Sugriv was defeated. And Bali told that, if you will come to me again, I will smash you. Bali was so... Sugriv was in fear and in worry. When Ram came nearer, he had a friendship with Ram. Fire yajna was done, and they took oath that we will be friends forever. Ramsud managed to bring her wife, his wife, and Sugriv will have to bring his wife. But because Sita was has gone to her, he was stolen by Ram. So both have friendship. And here, for Ram, for Sita, that Sugriv will bring Ram suited body. And he was saved. Why he did so? He was a monkey. Anyone does not take the place of monkey. So why he did so? Bali, at last, when he was dying, he told to Ram, why you killed me? If you have ordered me, I have brought Sita with Ravan onto your lotus feet. Sugriv cannot do. So why they are telling. He was so a chaste person, Ram. Bhavati Kaminita. Chitendriya.
Sense control.
Sense. Ram declared that I am
Sense controller.
But why he cut the neck and nose of Supanatha? Why they are asking to that wing? That is that messenger. You know? Let us, I am answering. So Srimati Radhika began to answer. Actually, Rama was not Jitendriya. He was not self-controller, sense-controller. He did it to save Sita. He was controlled by Sita. So, he cut the nose and ear of Sripanakha that in future she cannot be married to anyone. She cannot make to any person. He was so cruel. Why he did so? He could have tell her that I am married and Lakshman is also married. You should go to others. We cannot
marry more,
or we cannot keep it in. This was enough, but he cut the nose. Why he cut? Was so
heartless. Cruel.
Cruel. So cruel. More than this. And we cannot decide who was this more cruel. Both. Like this. Competition. Also I know a very black person. That was Vamandev. He was also black. And he was very cruel, also cheater. He was like anything. He went to Bali Maharaj and told that I want to beg something in a beggar. In the sep- in the?
Ragged grass.
Ragged grass. Huh? And he was saying so gentleman. He went there. Bali Maharaj gave respect to him and honorary of that Padman. He told that your father was so
charitable.
He has so many qualifications. He flattered so many things to have that thing. You should speak what you want. So you should tell him what you want. He told, I am Brahmachari, I am Brahma, son of Brahman. I want only three steps ground. He began to laugh, King. He said, what will you do? I can give you hundreds of acres and kingdom, yours. If you tell us, I will give a very beautiful lady to marry you. I'll give everything what you want. If you want swarga, I can give you some heaven. Everything. He told that I'm a very
simple
and main adhik nahi chahta.
I don't want very much.
I want only to carry my life. I will make a very little hut and I will do Ram Ram Ram, Krishna Krishna Krishna. So I don't want anything. Any a Brahmin should not be
greedy.
So I am not greedy. But it proves that he was greedy. So he promised to give and Shukracharya came and he did careful.
He warned him
not to do so. He will take your everything. But he told that I promised to do, so I should do. When Vamandev wanted to take this, at the same time he became so long that his feet were in earth and head was in heaven. And he took everything by one step, whole world. And second, by one leg he took all earth, and by second, from Patal to Brahmalo, all 14 lokas. And then he asked Bali, where is the place that where I can keep my third leg? He was so... No. Krishna, Bali Maharaj was so intelligent. He at once told that keep your head on my... feet on my head. I am getting my pulse. And he did so. And after that he...
Bound him.
And fell on the ground. Like crows. Crows, you know? They also black. Crows also. Crows used to take something from a basket on the head of any woman. They know that she cannot do anything. So come and take and they also do like to that woman. They attack on
peck.
Peck. So like this. So क्या उसे संधि नहीं होगी? No compromise. Go out. Just go out to your master. So Dalek was like this. What is the time?
12:40.
Anyhow. So, one day, tomorrow is. So much dialects went. I told a very little that your grace would come to here in future and future to make your affection to Krishna so hard. Without this Harikatha, we cannot get love. First we should know the glorification of Braja, Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan? What is the glorifications of Shakha, Subal Siddham, Madhumangal? What is the glorification of Nand and Yashoda Maiya? More than Devaki Vasudev. And what is the glorification of all the gopis? Who controlled Krishna? What is that affection? You should aim to that affection. So, how we can love Krishna in the same way? This is the goal of the life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should try to know what is love, what is bhakti, what is sadhana bhakti, what is prema bhakti. And accordingly, according to our qualification, we should try to go. So first we should read Rupa Goswami. Upadeshamritam. Then Mana Shiksha of Raghunath Das. Then Shikshastaka of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. After that, Jaiva Dharma of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. After that, you should read Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you cannot read, then Chaitanya Bhakti Rasami Sindhu Bindu and all the books of Srila Chakravarti Thakur. And then try to enter in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And by the eyes of Chaitanya Charitamrita, you can hear Srimad Bhagavatam from any bona fide guru, all these things. Begin from first canto, ninth canto first, 1 to 9, and then go to
11.
How to have all this? And then enter Balya Lila, Pauganda Lila, the pastimes of childhood of Krishna, then Pauganda, and then Kishore Lila. Don't try to
jump
on the fruits of the trees. First try to climb up from root, and then gradually go up. If you will not accept the process, you cannot develop your bhakti. So we should try to know all these things. We can know all these things from the bona fide Vaishnavas in the line of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially in Rupa and Raghunath. Then we can have some greed, and then we can go on. If you are not qualified, we should try to be in Vaidhi Bhakti, following all these things in Vaidhi Bhakti. And if the Ahetukui Bhakti, causeless mercy of Vaishnava, Kailas mercy of Vaishnava in we can have, or by the causeless mercy of Krishna, we will have a very bona fide guru and Vaishnava. And then really we can develop all these things, love and affection for Krishna, Gopi, Vrindavan. Always try to remember
आराध्यो भगवान ब्रजेश तनयस्तद्धाम वृंदावन रम्या काचित् उपासना बलिबद्ध वर्गेण जा कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतम् प्रमाणमलम् प्रेमात्मा गौर प्रणाम।